Life is doing, doing more, and doing better. Welcome to the first English session of Redefine Normal. Since I am in contact with amazing people all over the world who never get to hear or see my work, and most German speakers do speak a decent level of English, I decided that each month there will be one episode in English. So back to today's topic. How do we face this situation of hustle, learning, excessive doing in our world, a still very male world, I may add, and come back to our roots, female living and untamed womanhood? I mean, this may be simple when you get out of the society and live in a sub-community out in the woods, but how can it be done when you live in a somewhat normal life? This is what we're gonna talk about today, right after the little intro. And please excuse me, that one is still in German. I will come up with an English one though. Hallo meine Lieben, ich bin Linnea, zertifizierte Zykluscoachin, Psychologiestudentin, Autorin. Vom Wesen her Tabubrecherin, Wild Soul, Freedom Seeker und Waldelfe. Herzlich willkommen bei Redefine Normal, dem Podcast, in dem es um all die Themen geht, die nicht normal sind, aber es sein sollten, und Dinge, die wir normal finden, aber einen zweiten Gedanken wert sind. Are you ready? Let's redefine normal together. First off, it's important to note that male is not a synonym to bad in this context. Female and male have and had always a purpose and a place in this world. There's just two tiny problems with that we have to keep in mind. First off, what we see in this world most often is not genuine and true male essence. Most of what is framed as male is kind of warped through a system where neither of us feel at their best. Not the man, neither the woman. This means that even though we live in a patriarchal world, most men aren't happy in it either. Actually, many men, just like one of my best male friends, only know the association of male and bad / aggressive. And this is of course an immense shocker and incredibly sad as well, because if men don't know what beautiful things manhood can do, can mean, who's supposed to tell or even show them? And the second little problem with this is, living in a male world, where structure and ways to do things are centered around males and their needs, doesn't leave a loophole for female energy oftentimes. This then results in females feeling just wrong, not in the right place, wrong in their body, or wrong in their being even. I think I don't have to explain the dangerous potential in this. So that's the end of my disclaimer. Let's dive into the difference between a male and a female-driven system before we come to practical ideas. First, we got to define the characteristics of a male system in order to find out what a female system actually is. Because, sadly enough, most of us wouldn't know the answer to it. The male system is kind of followed by ratio, by strict numbers and calculations. Like, our whole work life is based upon this. This means that we work 9 to 5, even though females, which means about half of the population, have an about 30-day-ish rhythm. Half of the population works in a 9-to-5 job, even though this will drain and exhaust them over time. Another example is work structure. Hierarchy, starting with teacher in front of class teachings, a lot of cognitive work, thinking without feeling. But the strongest indicator that we are living in a male-driven life is, I'm laughing because this was so true for me and I'm still kind of learning to unlearn it, is the cognitive dominance over feeling, surrendering, flowing. as I mentioned earlier, all of this is neither good nor bad. It just is. The only thing that needs fixing is the balance between those two. One more word to the female sense. I am aware that there are stereotypes of a woman being the mother, a woman allowing everything, serving to everyone, being submissive. And that's just another way on how female power was warped through a shitty system too. Because it isn't. I mean, yes, it is a quality to serve. But one can only serve if this person is nourished. Yes, it is a quality to allow. But one has have to have standards in order to not become the beaten lamb of the world. And yes, mothering is a quality, but it is just a role. And as the transactional analysis says, we are on our healthiest if we live equally in different roles. And I want to add to this, coming into your female power does not mean that you can't be strong, fierce, or driven. Actually, quite the opposite is the case. Once you connect to your essence, to your female inner parts, you're most likely to feel whole again, because you have been whole the whole time. You become simply unstoppable, because you combine the male and the female energy and create a balance. So, let's talk about how we can embrace more femme power in our lives. Of course, this list is not finished. I could add so much more onto this. I could even do like a 4-day workshop. Maybe I will. Thinking about it, because there's so much to it. Not only cognitive, but also on other levels and many practical tools. But for now, let's talk about how we can do this practically every day. First off, being aware of the female principle. We live in a world with ethics like work, 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 so you can finally earn a break. However, we work differently. We gather energy and inspiration and silence and breaks. So this means it actually was always meant to be the other way around. First the break, then the work. Next point, take time to not do anything. So that's like the first official point. Take time to not do anything. You can write them if you want to or re-listen later. Second point, know and listen to your menstrual cycle. You are not only on the earth, you are also off the earth, as Jane Hardwick Collins said. This means the principles of nature are very active within you, influencing you through hormonal shifts directly, altering your mood, your energy, your interests, your lust, your appetite, and much more. This menstrual cycle is as long as the first day of your period to the last day before the next period. Therefore, please get to know your inner seasons. For instance, by looking at my other podcast episodes, sorry, English speakers at this point, one major step would be to take more time out right before and on your period. Prepare yourself for menstruation like a bear would prepare themselves for winter, his winter sleep. Third point, spend time dancing. And I don't mean dancing like in a strict pattern or what you've learned so far. I mean just the way your body wants to move. If you feel weird doing so, then for God's sake, do it alone. Do it with your eyes closed. Feel yourself. Fourth point, connect with your body. I kind of teased it on the third one already. So connect to your body. We have been mind-driven for decades. It's time to get your body back on board. For instance, by going into the sauna, swimming, giving yourself or receiving simply a professional massage. Fifth, fuel and nourish yourself. And I mean that on a physical level, but on a mental level as well. Try to meditate on this, whatever it means to you. When do I feel fueled? After which activity do I usually feel nourished? Nourishment. Sixth point, dedicate time to listening within. This sounds very easy, but for most of us, it actually is not. We have so many noises and distractions in our lives that we can barely keep up sometimes. The social media culture, of course, isn't helping much on this one, as you can imagine. But the most important voice in your life, which is your own inner voice, can be heard under all of this. So make space to either be in silence in nature or to journal, write a diary, meditate, whatever it may be, to connect to your voice, your wishes, your intuition, your higher self, if you want to call it so. Seventh, less doing, more being. And I totally get that. I mean, most of us have the urge to do. And I mean, to do a lot. And while doing is a natural human instinct, never-ending to-do lists aren't as natural and fulfilling as we may believe. I point this out quite late because it is more of a cognitive approach, which can be mentioned in therapy or hypnosis. In this podcast episode, however, we want to look at ways to be less cognitive through. It is still important. So learning that you are valuable and loved simply by being. You don't have to prove anything to anyone, not even yourself. And the last point for today, feel. This has to do with allowing and surrendering. Your feelings aren't your enemies. They are your guides through a messy life. They are like little helpers showing you where to go, whom to trust. And if you decide to not feel, then they push back later on, very relentlessly. So be brave and feel. If you want to take this one step further, ask the feeling, for instance, like it would be a person, I hear you. What do you need right now? So my love, of course, there is, as I said, much more to all of this, but here we make a cut for now, for you to comprehend all of it and for me to get back to being, simply. If you want to learn more about the things I've mentioned or work directly on it, for instance, in a one-on-one session, feel free to hit me up. I have all of my contact details in the show notes. And until then, I wish you a wonderful time.